Well, good evening again. Thank you for that fine meal.
Forgot
to put this on. Let me do that. As we come again to look at God's Word, I remind my own heart and I remind you of that indispensable principle of all Bible study. Total reliance on God's Holy Spirit. This is His book. He gave the revelation. And now He must give us a revelation of the revelation. Recently, I was reading Job. And the truth that I think has thrilled many Christians thrilled me.
那些 让弟兄姊妹感动的信息呢，也感动了我。
That Satan can't do anything without God's permission.
撒旦呢，没有主的应许是没有办法做任何事情的。
Have you ever thought of that?
你想过这件事情吗？
I'm sure you have.
我想你想过这个。
But it's not only Satan that can't do anything without God's permission.
没有神的应许，不但是撒旦不能做任何事。
You can't do anything without God's permission.
你也没有办法。做任何事，如果不是神所允许的话
，I can't do anything without God's permission.
没有神的允许，我也没办法做任何事。
With that in mind, listen to Isaiah 65, verse 1. Two phrases from that verse.
那个，请大家读以赛亚书六十五章第一节的前面两段话。
I permitted myself to be sought. And then later in the verse, I permitted myself to be found.
他说，没有寻找我的，我叫他们遇见。
We can't do anything without God's permission.
没有神的允许，我没办法做任何事。
And so he says, I give you permission to seek me.
所以他现在讲说，我现在给你寻找我的许可。
And I give you permission to find me.
现在我给你找到我的许可。
So by God's permission, let's pray together.
在神的允许之下，让我们一同祷告。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you that you permit us to seek you.
父啊，我们感谢你，因为你允许我们来寻找你。
We thank you that you permit us to find you. We thank you for 2 Chronicles 15:2.
我们为着列王记第下第十五章
which says if you seek him, he will let you find him.
那些寻找你的就会被寻见。
We seek you this evening, Lord.
我们这个下午一同来仰望你。
Show yourself, we pray.
向我们显现。
Minister Christ to our hearts.
把基督显在我们的里面。
Take us forward in the truth of the risen life.
带我们进到复活生命真理的里面。
We ask in Jesus' name.
祷告奉耶稣基督圣名。
Amen. Amen. Let me just give a little bit of review what we looked at.
让我简单的回顾一下我们所交通的。
Three times in the ministry of our Lord Jesus, He raised people from the dead.
主耶稣在地上的服事中，他三次把死人从死里复活。
He raised the only son of the widow of Nain.
他把拿因寡妇的独生儿子从死里复活。
He raised the only daughter of Jairus.
他叫耶鲁的独生女从死里复活。
And he raised the only brother of Mary and Martha.
他把玛利亚跟马大的唯一的弟弟呢，叫他从死里复活。
Those three stories of resurrection teach us the truth of the risen life.
这个三个复活的神迹里面呢，神教导我们这复活生命的秘诀。
Each story sheds a little more light on what it means to know Christ as our life.
在每一个神迹里面告诉我们，基督是我们生命的秘诀。
We look first at the raising of the only son of the widow of Nain.
我们读过拿恩寡妇那个独生儿子复活的事情。
Because that's the first miracle, it tells us the beginning of the risen life.
这是第一个复活的神迹，所以他告诉我们，主耶稣是我们生命的起点是在哪里。
How does it begin?
是起初是怎么回事?
It begins by the grace of God.
它是从神的恩典开始。
It begins because God loves us.
它是从神爱我们的爱开始。
It begins by the mighty power of God to touch us and turn us around.
它是从神那个大能，祂来摸到我们，从那里开始。
And it's redemptive. It's not only for us.
这是救赎性质的，它不是单单是 为我们自己,
it's for everyone around us.
而是为着每一位在我们周围的,
it's for the world.
也是为着这个世界,
it's for future generations.
也为着以后将来要来的时代。
In that miracle at the beginning, we saw two traits.
在那个神迹里面我们看到两个特性。
The dead man sat up.
那个死人呢就坐起来了。
And the dead man spoke.
那个死人呢讲话了。
And that's all we know about the risen life so far.
我们关于这个复活生命呢，唯一知道的就是这两点。
We know we're alive.
我们知道我们活了。
And we have a lot of questions.
然后我们有许多的问题。
Now we'll look at the second miracle, and we'll see how that life continues.
我们来看第二个神迹，看这个复活生命怎样持续。
This miracle is recorded in three places in the Bible.
这个神迹呢, 在圣经里面有三处的记载。
It's in Matthew chapter 9.
在马太福音第九章。
It's in Mark chapter 5.
在马可福音的第五章。
And it's in Luke chapter 8.
在路加的第八章。
We'll look at the Luke account, please.
我们来请翻到路加的记载。
Now, I know this is a little bit lengthy, but I think it's important.
我知道这是比较长的一段圣经，但是非常重要的。
So I'd like us to look at the entire text, beginning at verse 41.
所以我们从第41节开始。41节开始。
And there came a man named Jairus, and he was an official of the synagogue.
有一个管会堂的名叫耶鲁来夫妇在耶稣脚前。
And he fell at Jesus' feet and began to implore him to come to his house.
夫妇在耶稣脚前求耶稣到他家里去。
For he had an only daughter about 12 years old and she was dying.
因他有一个独生女儿，约有12岁，快要死了。
But as he went, the crowds were pressing against him.
耶稣去的时候，众人拥挤他。
And a woman who had a hemorrhage for 12 years and could not be healed by anyone,
有一个女人患了12年的血漏,
came up behind him and touched the fringe of his cloak.
并没有一个人能医好她，她来到耶稣背后摸她的衣裳。
And immediately her hemorrhage stopped.
血漏立即就止住了。
And Jesus said, "Who touched me?"
耶稣说, 摸我的是谁?
And while they were all denying it, Peter said, "Master, the people are crowding and pressing you."
众人都不承认，彼得和同行的人都说，夫子，众人拥挤，拥拥挤挤，紧靠着你。
But Jesus said, "Someone did touch me, for I was aware that power had gone out of me."
耶稣说，总有人摸我，因为我觉得有能力从我身上出去。
When the woman saw that she had not escaped notice, she came trembling and fell down before him.
那女人知道不能隐藏，就战战兢兢地来伏伏在耶稣脚前。
and declared in the presence of all the people the reason why she had touched him.
把摸他的原因和怎样立刻得好了，当作众人都说出来了。
And how she had been immediately healed.
和怎样立刻得好了。
And he said to her, Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace.
耶稣对他说，女儿，你的信救了你，平平安安的去吧。
While he was still speaking, someone came from the house of the synagogue.
还说话的时候，有人从管会堂的家里来说
，saying, "Your daughter has died. Do not trouble the teacher anymore."
说你的女儿死了，不要劳动父子。
When Jesus heard this, he answered him, "Do not be afraid any longer. Only believe."
耶稣听见就对他说，不要怕，只要信。
And she shall be made well.
你的女儿就必得救。
When he came to the house, he did not allow anyone to enter with him.
耶稣到了他的家，不许别人同他进去。
Except Peter and John and James and the girl's father and mother.
除了彼得、约翰、雅各和女儿的父母。
Now they were all weeping and lamenting for her.
众人都为这女儿哀哭捶胸。
But he said, "Stop weeping, for she has not died; she's asleep."
耶稣说，不要哭，她不是死了，是睡着了。
And they began laughing at him, knowing that she had died.
他们晓得女儿已经死了，就讥笑耶稣。
He, however, took her by the hand and called, saying, "Child, arise."
耶稣拉着她的手，呼叫说。女儿起来吧。
And her spirit returned, and she got up immediately.
她的灵魂便回来，她就立刻起来了。
And he gave orders for something to be given her to eat.
耶稣吩咐给她东西吃。
Her parents were amazed, but he instructed them to tell no one what had happened.
她的父母惊奇得很，耶稣吩咐他们不要把所做的事告诉人。
Now before we look at that wonderful story,
让我们看这个奇妙的故事以前
I want to make one observation that I hope will help us get into this story.
我来愿意跟你分享一个观点，帮助我们能够了解这个故事。
Sometimes God's truth is so wonderful.
有的时候神的真理啊太奇妙了。
It takes more than one picture to show it.
需要用不同的角度的图画来说明。
So God gives compound pictures.
所以神用这个组合成的图画来告诉我们。
One part tells one part of the story.
用一个图画告诉我们这图画的一部分。
And the other picture tells the second part of the story.
用另外一个图画来告诉另外一个部分。
Sometimes God uses even more than two pictures.
有时候神用这个超过两个图画的图画来告诉我们。
Let me give an illustration.
让我们举一个比喻。
I think you're familiar with the story in Genesis 21.
我们都知道这个创世纪二十二章的故事。
Abraham is going to offer Isaac to the Lord.
亚伯拉罕要把以撒献给神。
God is going to picture for us death and resurrection.
神呢在那里告诉我们死亡和复活。
But Isaac can't picture death and resurrection.
但是以撒呢不能够代表死，同时也要代表复活。
The truth is too big.
因为这个真理太大了。
Abraham thought, Hebrews 11 tells us, Abraham thought this is what God would do.
因为希伯来告诉我们说，亚伯罕这样思想，他想说神是这样会这样做。
He thought, "I'll kill Abraham with a knife."
他说我要把以撒杀了，用刀子把他杀了。
And God will raise him from the dead.
神呢要把他从死里复活。
He was wrong.
他错了。
He was wrong by faith.
他是在信心里面错了。
That's what Hebrews 11 says. By faith, he was wrong.
那个。希伯来书告诉我们说，因着信他错了。
In fact, I misjudged Abraham's faith.
实际上说，我也是错误的来想到这个亚伯拉罕的信心。
I thought Abraham thought I'll kill him with a knife.
我觉得呢，亚伯拉罕这样想，说我要用刀把他杀了。
And God will raise him up.
神呢就把他复活。
But what really happened was God said, "Offer him as a burnt offering."
但是神真正跟他说的是说要把他当作燔祭献上。
So here's Abraham's faith.
你们看到这边是亚伯拉罕的信心。
I'll kill him with a knife.
我要把他用刀子杀了。
I'll lay him on the altar.
然后我把他摆在这个祭坛上。
I'll burn him to ashes.
我把他烧成灰。
And then God will raise him up from the ashes.
那么神呢就把他从这个灰尘中呢把他再去把他带回来。
That was great faith.
这是一个非常大的信心。
He was wrong.
但是他错了。
But he was wrong by faith.
但是他是因着信而错。
He got credit for being wrong.
他虽然错了但是还有点这个道理。
But back to my point.
但是回到我的讲的这个观点。
He wanted to picture death and resurrection.
他需要一个图画告诉我们死也要告诉我们复活。
So he used Isaac to picture one part.
所以他用以撒呢告诉我们一部分。
And a thorn crowned ram to picture the other part.
是用那个被钳在那个荆棘里被缠住的这个羊啊来说明另外一部分。
The ram pictured the death.
那个公绵羊呢说明这个经过死亡。
And Isaac walking back with his father pictured the life.
那个以撒呢和他父亲一同回去呢用这个来说明复活生命。
When God wanted to picture guidance in the Bible.
当神要告诉我们神的引导的时候。
First he used the cloud, the glory cloud.
他首先用到这个荣耀的云彩。
But that wasn't sufficient.
因为但是这个并不完全。
So then he said, now we'll use the ark. Follow the ark.
然后他说是我给你们一个月柜你们来跟随这个月柜。
When God wanted to picture provision,
当神要告诉我们这个神的供应的时候
he rained manna from heaven.
他从天上降下玛拿来。
But that wasn't sufficient.
但那个不够。
So he gave the land of Canaan milk and honey to picture his provision.
他就用了迦南美地那个牛奶与蜜的迦南美地来表明他的供应。
When God wanted to show how he indwells his people,
当神要告诉我们他怎样住在我们里面的时候
he gave us a picture, a tabernacle.
他把那个帐幕的图画告诉我们
What is a tabernacle?
那帐幕是什么意思呢？
It's a house made out of skin.
是用这个动物皮做的一个房屋。
A house made out of skin that he wanted to fill with his glory.
他要把他的荣耀充满在这个用动物皮做的这个房屋里。
The tabernacle wasn't sufficient.
因为这个会幕是不够说明这一切的。
So he gave the temple.
所以他又把这个圣殿给了我们。
Two pictures to picture the indwelling.
用两个图画来告诉我们这个神的内住。
And now we are that house made out of skin.
那我们就是那个用动物皮做的那个房子。
That he wants to fill with his glory.
他要把它充满，他把他的荣耀充满在我们里面。
I tell you that because in the story, in the truth of the risen life.
在这个故事里面表明这个复活生命的真理。
God has such a truth to reveal, he needs more than one picture.
因为这个真理太大，所以神需要用多幅图画来向我们说明。
In the first miracle that we did this afternoon,
在今天下午我们所看到的第一个神迹里
since he's only talking about how it begins,
他只讲到这个整个神迹是怎么开始的。
One picture is enough.
一个图画是够了。
And so he pictures his grace.
他在那个图画里告诉我们他的恩典。
But now God wants to introduce faith into the picture.
现在呢，他要把这个信心呢， 来告诉我们。
Yes, we have it's by God's grace, but it's also by faith.
是的，我们是借着神的恩典，但是也要借着我们的信。
How will he picture this?
他怎样用图画来告诉我们这件事呢？
He can't use the little girl.
他不能用这个小女孩。
Because she's dead.
因为她死了。
He can't say, believe, she's dead.
他不能跟那个死的女儿讲说相信，因为她死了。
So he has two pictures.
所以他用两个图画。
The little girl will give us principles of the risen life.
这个女儿呢要告诉我们这个复活生命的原则。
The father will illustrate the faith that is involved in the risen life.
用他的父亲呢告诉我们呢信心在复活生命里面所扮演的角色。
You see, nothing can take away from the truth that it's all by grace.
我们知道这个恩典是告诉我们的真理呢没办法被消灭的。
Yet it's also true that that is received by childlike faith.
但是呢，这个恩典需要像孩童一样简单的信心来接受。
So let me begin by showing you the faith of Jairus.
让我从耶鲁的信心来开始。
In other words, the faith that I will need if I'm going to know Jesus as my life.
也就是说我所需要认识耶稣基督是我的生命所需要的信心。
Let me summarize in one sentence the faith of Jairus.
让我用一句话来总括的来讲耶鲁的信心。
Jairus had an imperfect faith.
耶鲁的信心是不完全的信心。
And a persevering faith.
并且是一个坚忍的信心。
When I speak of the imperfect faith of Jairus,
当我提到耶鲁那个不完全的信心，
trust me, I'm not knocking his faith.
请相信我，我不是要藐视他的信心。
In fact, when I look at that faith, I'm embarrassed.
当我看，但是呢，当我看到他信心的时候，我自己感到非常惭愧。
It's a wonderful faith he had.
因为他说有的信，那个信心是何等的美好。
But it was imperfect.
但是呢，确实是不完全的。
Now let me give you another side issue for one second.
让我用那个另外一点来说明。
There's a difference between imperfect faith.And unbelief.
这个不完全的信心和不信呢是不同的。
Imperfect faith is not unbelief.
不完全的信心呢并不表明你不相信。
Unbelief has no desire to believe.
不相信呢根本没有那个想要相信的那种愿望。
Imperfect faith is weak, but it has a desire to believe.
不完全的信心呢是软弱的，但是他有一个愿望要相信。
God looks at imperfect faith.
神呢来看我们的不完全的信心。
As true faith.
把它当作是真的信心。
You don't need great faith.
你不需要伟大的信心。
You don't need strong faith.
你不需要刚强的信心。
You don't need a lot of faith.
你不需要很多的信心。
The important thing about faith is not faith.
关于信心最重要的事呢，不是信心本身。
The important thing about faith is the object of your faith.
信心重要的部分呢，在于信心所相信的对象。
And the object of your faith is a person. It's the Lord Jesus Christ.
信心的对象呢，是一位人，就是我们的主耶稣基督。
A little imperfect faith.
一点不完全的信心。
Can lay hold of a perfect Savior.
可以使你抓住这完全的救主。
It's not unbelief.
不是不信。
Let me show you a little bit of his imperfect faith.
让我来解释说明他的这不完全的信心。
In chapter 8 and verse 41, we see that he implored Jesus to come to his house.
我们在41节里看到说他来匍匐在主面前求耶稣。到他的家里。
I wouldn't call that imperfect. if it weren't so close to another story,
我如果这个事情不是和另外一个故事连在一起的话，我就不会说他的信心是不完全的。
But just before this, he had given us the story of the centurion.
因为在这个事情以前呢，圣经告诉我们百夫长的故事。
In Matthew 8, where God records that story, the centurion said,
在那个马太福音第八章呢，那个马太告诉我们那个百夫长这样说，
I'm not worthy to have you come under my roof.
我不配叫你来到我的屋子底下。
In other words, you don't have to come to my house.
用另外一句话讲说，你不需要到我的房子来。
You can do that miracle from a distance.
你可以照样行神迹，从一个很远的地方照样行神迹。
But Jairus didn't have the centurion's faith.
我看到这个耶鲁呢，没有像百夫长的信心。
Jesus praised the centurion's faith.
主耶稣来赞美这个百夫长的信心。
But Jairus hadn't come that far.
但是耶鲁的信心没有到那个地步。
He believed that Jesus could certainly heal his daughter.
他相信主耶稣确实能医治他的女儿。
But he also believed that Jesus had to come to his house to do it.
但是他也是相信了主耶稣必须要到他的房子里才能够医治他的女儿。
He knew if Jesus came and then laid his hand on her, everything would be all right.
他知道说主耶稣来到他的房屋，然后伸手摸他的女儿，他女儿就会好了。
He had a subjective faith.
所以他有一个就主观上的一个信心。
I've got to see your presence.
我必须要看到你在那里。
I got to feel your presence.
我必须要感觉到你的同在。
You got to be in my home.
我必须要叫你在我的房子里。
Touch my daughter.
然后我要看到你摸我的女儿。
That was an imperfect faith.
那是不完全的信心。
But it was faith.
但是那是真的信心。
Not only was his faith imperfect, illustrated by wanting Jesus to come to his home.
才这个，他要求主耶稣到他的家里，不但从这一点来表明他不完全的信心。
But in Luke 8:50, Jesus said, "Do not be afraid any longer."
在第五十节的时候，主耶稣说，不要怕。
What's implied in that?
你知道这边讲到暗示什么呢？
Don't be afraid any longer means he was afraid.
那表明说他在那里一直有一个惧怕。
He got the news that his daughter had died.
因为他听到说他的女儿已经死了。
And his heart sunk.
他的心就沉下去了。
He became discouraged. He became afraid.
他失望，他心中有害怕。
Now you say,Can I be afraid and still have faith at the same time?
你会问说，我害怕的时候还可以有信心吗？
Can I have doubts, intellectual doubts, and still have faith at the same time?
我能够在理性上仍然有疑问，但是我仍然有信心吗？可以有信心吗？
Hebrews 11:29 says,
在希伯来书在十一章二十九节说，
By faith,Israel crossed the Red Sea.
他说因着信以色列人过了红海。
By faith.
借着信心。
Did you ever read the record?
你有没有读过那个故事？
They stood at the Red Sea and they looked behind them.
他们在那个红海旁边，他们往后看。
600 chariots coming after them.
他们看到600辆这个chariots. 马车。
And the Bible says they were not only afraid, they began to argue.
他不但是没有信心，而且他们在那边争吵。
Why did you bring us out of Egypt?
你为什么把我们带出埃及呢？
We would have been better off back there.
我们在埃及不是更好吗？
You brought us here to kill us.
你把我们带到这里就是为了我们杀我们。
They had fear.
他们有惧怕。
They had intellectual doubts.
他们在他们理智里面有疑问。
By faith, they crossed the Red Sea.
但是呢，靠着信心呢，他们过红海。
Faith can exist with doubt and with fear.
信心呢，可以在惧怕跟理性的疑问里存在。
Can I be anxious and trust Jesus at the same time?
我可以一面焦虑一面仍然相信吗？
Indeed I can.
是的，你可以。
It's an imperfect faith, but it's faith.
是，就是不完全的信心，但是却是信心呢。
Can I be terrified and trust the Lord at the same time?
我能够一面非常惧怕，然后还是能够相信耶稣吗？
Indeed I can.
是的，我可以。
It's an imperfect faith, but it's faith.
但是这是一个不完全的信心。
And God accepts it as faith.
那神呢，把它当作真的信心来接受。
Maybe it was imperfect faith.
可能啊，因为这样的缘故
，that Jairus had the mourners all prepared in case she died.
耶鲁呢，他有很多的这个为他哀哭的人呢，来为着这女儿死亡而预备的。
It's possible he expected Jesus to fail.
因为他们在，他可能觉得主耶稣可能不会把他女儿治好。
I'm going to get Jesus. I'm going to get help.
我去找耶稣，我去找帮助。
But just in case, you be ready to mourn in case she dies.
但是呢，你们在那边准备好，万一呢，主耶稣医不好，他死了呢，你们就可以来到用场。
You know, the folks that laughed at Jesus and mocked when he said she's only sleeping.
你知道那些人呢，听到主耶稣说他不是死，而是睡着了，他们这些人在讥笑耶稣。
They were unbelievers.
他们那些是不信的人。
They weren't allowed in the room.
他们呢，就主就不允许他们跟他们一同进到屋子里。
Jairus was allowed in the room.
耶鲁呢，反而神允许他进到屋子里。
Because he had imperfect faith.
因为他有不完全的信心。
He wasn't an unbeliever.
因为他不是不信的人。
Let me tell a little story on the side.
让我再举一个小故事。
It has to do with unbelievers not being in the room.
那个是跟这个为什么不信的人不能在屋子里面的原因。
One day I received a telephone call about from a mother whose little baby was very ill.
有一天呢，我收到一个电话，就是从一个小孩子非常生了很重的病，他的母亲呢就打电话给我。
Will you come, please?With elders and anoint my baby with oil.
他说是请你和教会长老来为我的小孩子呢抹油祷告。
We want you to pray for the health, the healing of my little baby.
我希望你为着我女儿的医治呢来祷告。
There were six of us that went that day.
那天呢有六个人呢我们一同去了。
And the head elder was standing to my left.
那个长老最年资最深的长老坐站在我的左边。
And he went around the circle to every elder and asked this question.
他就这个走到这个每一个长老面前呢，就问这个问题。
Do you believe God will heal this baby?
他问说，你相信神要医治这个孩子吗
？He said yes.
那个长老说是。
Do you believe God will heal this baby?
你相信神要医治这女儿吗？
He said yes.
他说是。
He came all the way to me.
他就转了一圈，然后直到我到我这里。
Do you believe God will heal this baby?
你相信神医治这小孩子吗？
I said I don't know.
我说我不晓得。
I didn't know.
因为我不晓得，实在不晓得。
I don't know if God's going to do it.
我不晓得神要怎么做。
I wasn't there because of James 5.
我不是因为雅各书第五章的教训而在那里的。
I was there because of Galatians 6.
我去那里主要是因为加拉太书第六章的告诉我的。
Galatians 6 says, bear one another's overburdens.
他那边讲说你们要彼此担负彼此的重担。
This mother was so burdened.
这个母亲呢里面担了太大的重担。
I know God can heal.
我知道神能医治。
I just didn't know if he would at that time.
但我只是不晓得神在那个时候要行医治。
So the head elder said,
那个年资深的那个长老呢就跟我说
Leave the room, we can't have unbelievers in the room.
他说请你离开这个屋子因为我们不能有一个不相信的人在这屋子里。
So I left the room.
所以我就离开了这个房子。
The rest of the story is God did touch that baby.
那个 下面的故事说神确实医治了那个小孩子。
But back to this story.
然后现在我们回到这个圣经的故事里。
Is that still in good shape?
Yes.
Okay.
You have to trust.
Okay. Back to the story. Jairus and his wife were allowed in the room.
我们看到耶鲁和他的太太呢，可以在屋子里。
They had faith, imperfect, but it was faith.
他们有信心，虽然不完全，但是他们有信心。
His faith was not only imperfect, but according to the record, it was persevering.
他的信心不但是不完全，但是跟着的记载看呢，他的信心是一个非常有忍耐的信心。
Seemed like the Lord was really testing that man.
看起来神实在是要试验他的心。
He was tested in three ways.
他从三个方面呢受到试验。
He was tested by the silence of God.
他呢，神是用他的个静默来试验他。
He was tested by the interruption of other people.
他呢，神是用这个别人的打岔来试验他。
And he was tested by delay.
神用这个单言来试验来试验他。
Let me illustrate those from the record here.
让我这个从圣经记载来说明这几点。
When this ruler of the synagogue humbly fell at the feet of Jesus,
当这位管会堂的谦卑的夫妇在主面前，
he begged for the life of his only daughter.
他为着他独生女的生命而祈求。
How did Jesus respond?
主耶稣怎样回答呢？
According to the record, he didn't say a word.
主耶稣呢，在这记载里面看到主耶稣根本没有讲一句话。
He didn't say, I'll be glad to come to your home.
他没有说我很乐意到你的家里去。
He didn't say, don't worry, just trust me.
他没有跟他讲说不要怕，只要相信我。
To the leper, at least he said, I'm willing.
对那个长大麻风的人呢，主耶稣说我乐意。
To the centurion, he said, I'll come to your home.
对于百夫长说我要到你家去。
To the paralytic, he said, your sins are forgiven.
对那个探子呢，主说你的罪得赦免了。
To the woman in this story, he said, who touched me?
对于这个故事里面的女人呢，主耶稣说谁摸我。
And on the stormy sea, he said, why did you doubt?
在那个在风暴里的时候呢，他问他的门徒说你们为什么不信呢？
But to Jairus, who wants his daughter healed, Jesus says nothing.
但对耶鲁呢，他要他的女儿得医治，主耶稣没有讲一句话。
This is Matthew's account, Matthew 9:19.
这是马太告诉我们的，马太第九章第十九节。
It says Jesus got up and began to follow him.
这边告诉我们说，主耶稣便起来跟着他去。
He said nothing. He just walked with him.
主耶稣没有讲任何话，他主耶稣就是跟他去。
Is that enough?
这就够了吗？
When you have no word from God, is it enough to have His presence?
当主耶稣不跟你说话的时候，主的同在够了吗？
When Jesus says nothing, but He walks with you.
主耶稣他没有讲话，但是他与你同行。
You see, Jairus' faith was subjective and God is testing him now.
你看这个耶鲁的信心呢是主观的，所以神现在在试验他。
If you're seeking the Lord and you have no word from God,
当你寻求主的时候，主不跟你说话的时候，
you still have Him.
但是你主同在。
He still walks with you.
他一直和你同行。
He was tested by the silence of God.
所以神是用他的静默来试验他。
He was also tested because he was interrupted in the middle of his miracle.
他呢，神呢又让这个，在他神要医治的当中呢，他被打岔来试验他。
Now once again, don't read this la la la.
不要这样很快的就轻轻呼呼的读过去。
On the level of earth, Jairus had an emergency.
我们看到说耶鲁实在是有一个非常紧急的事。
His only daughter was either dead already or at the point of death.
因为他的独生女呢如果不是已经死了或者将要死了。
Now, it's true this woman suffered for 12 years.
我们看到这个妇人呢患血漏症12年了。
But it wasn't an emergency.
但是那不是一个紧急的事。
She could have came back on Tuesday.
她可以这个礼拜二再来啊。
For Jairus, there's no time to lose.
但是对耶鲁来讲呢他没办法浪费 一点时间。
Any delay is deadly.
任何的迟延呢都是非常危险的。
Every moment is precious.
每一个分钟呢都是非常宝贵的。
I told you I'm not knocking his faith.
我在说我不是轻看他的信心。
In fact, I'm impressed. I don't see one word of impatience here.
反而呢我对于他没有说任何不耐烦的话。
I don't hear her complaining or him complaining or murmuring.
我们也听到他在那边抱怨。
And it's not a short interruption.
我们知道这个打岔呢不是很短。
First, she reaches out and she touches him.
第一点呢这个女的呢就伸出手来要摸主耶稣。
And then he stops and inquires who touched me.
那主耶稣就停住了然后主耶稣就问说谁摸我。
And then the disciples have a discussion. Everybody's touching you. They're all bumping into you.
那些门徒说每个人都在摸你啊都在拥挤啊都在拥挤你啊。
And then she comes forward and gives her full confession.
然后她来到主面前她就把所有的事情告诉主。
And then the Lord pronounces a blessing on her.
然后主耶稣就祝福她。
That all takes time.
这就是需要一段时间。
And it takes time away from Jairus' miracle.
说他所花的时间呢就把就从这个耶鲁所需要的时间中被扣掉了。
He may have had imperfect faith, but it's stronger than mine.
他虽然是信心是不完全的但是他实在是比我的还要刚强。
I would have said, lady, go home.
我会如果是我的话我会跟那个女人讲说请你赶快回去吧。
Please come back another day. My daughter is dying.
请你下一次再来我的女儿现在就要死了。
God loves to test our imperfect faith.
神乐意呢来试验我们不完全的信心。
Sometimes there's no word from heaven, no word from God.
有的时候神呢不向我们说话。
But you have him.
但是我们有主的同在。
He walks with you.
我们有主与我们同行。
Sometimes there are interruptions.
有时候有很多的打岔。
Maybe I've misread this and it worked the other way.
可能我读错了这段经文。
Maybe when she said 12 years that she had the disease, he thought, my daughter's 12 years old.
当他听到这个女的说她患血漏12年了那个耶鲁可能说啊我的女儿已经12岁了。
Maybe when he saw what her little faith can do, touching a hem.
我们当或者是耶鲁看到这个女的的信心可以成就的事。
Maybe her heart was encouraged.
她的信心呢就得到鼓舞。
All I know is God very often uses interruptions.
我知道的是神常常用很多的打搅打岔来使用我们。
That phone call that interrupts you.
可能是有个电话来打搅你。
That traffic jam that interrupts you.
有时候那个交通堵塞呢打搅了你的计划。
That needy saint that knocks at your door.
有时候弟兄姊妹的需要打搅了你。
That flat tire.
有时候因为你爆胎了来打搅你。
That responsibility that's draining the life out of you.
有时候生活上的这个责任。
All those interruptions are from the Lord.
都好像是把我们从主的面前打搅。
His faith was tested.
他的信心在这里受到试验。
Tested by the silence of God.
他是被神的静默来受试验。
And tested by the interruptions of his miracle.
然后呢，在他这个主要是要对他行的神迹中啊被打岔了。
And it was tested by delay as well.
并且呢，他也是受到单眼的试验。
We say keep trusting God, He'll come at the last minute.
我们说你继续要相信神，因为主是在最后一刻钟才会出现。
In the nick of time.
在那个很短的时间。
Not for Jairus.
但是对耶鲁来讲不是如此。
The last minute passed.
因为他的最后一刻钟呢已经过去
了。The nick of time passed.
最短的时间呢也已经过去了。
What's Jesus waiting for?
主耶稣到底在等什么呢？
He's waiting for the situation to get impossible.
他要等到这情况到了一个不可挽救的地步。
Do you realize this?
Do you, 你知道这件事吗？
That you're only going to trust the Lord when you must. When you have to.
Yes.
Is realize a tough word?
Excuse me.
I think I'm missing out on this.
No, I mean, no, I'll try to translate in English. Chinese. Oh, 你们知道神知道我们说我们只有在非常急迫的时候才会来相信他。
We'll only trust the Lord when we have to.
我们只有在我们必须要相信他的时候才会去相信他。
But we always have to.
但是你知道我们是一直是需要相信他吗？
When tough times come, don't say, I have a special opportunity to trust Jesus.
当那个严重的事故出来的时候，我们不要对我们自己说，哦，我现在有一个特殊情形要来相信主耶稣。
No, that's to remind you, you're always supposed to trust Jesus.
不是的，这件紧急的事故乃是提醒我们，我们需要一直的相信主耶稣。
We only trust him when we have to.
我们只在我们必须的时候才来相信主耶稣。
But we always have to.
但是我们是一直是必须要相信主的。
There's never a time when we don't need to trust the Lord.
我们没有一刻是不需要相信主的。
When Jesus said to Jairus, and the crowd, she's only sleeping.
当主耶稣对他们说，这女儿只是睡着了。
There are three ways that Jairus could have responded to that.
耶鲁呢可以用三个方面来回答主。
He could have said,
那个耶鲁会可能就会这样说。
Jesus is mistaken. I know she's dead. She's not sleeping.
可以说主啊，你错了。我知道她是死了，她不睡了。
If he said that.He would have gone home to a dead daughter.
他如果这样讲的话，那么他真是回去呢，就要见他的死的女儿了。
Or he could have said,
或者是他可以这样说，
She's just sleeping. Thank you, Jesus. I'll go wake her.
他可以说，哦，她只是睡了，感谢主耶稣，我去把她叫起来。
In that case, he would go home and try to shake her.
他那种情况的时候，他就会回家，然后想要邀请她。
Or splash water on her face.
或者用冷水把她浇醒。
Or stand her on her feet.
或者把她就抱起来，把她放在她的，让她站起来。
Either way, he would have had a dead daughter.
不管怎么样，他的女儿还是死的。
Or he could have done what he did.
或者是他可以做他所做的。
He could have believed the words of the Lord Jesus.
他可以相信主耶稣所说的话
，and then trusted Jesus to do it.
然后相信主耶稣要来做。
Jesus said it.
主耶稣说了。
Let Jesus do it.
让主耶稣来做。
We must not think I'll claim His promise.
不要说我们现在相信了主的应许。
And then I'll go try help Him fulfill His promise.
然后呢，我们就帮助神来。成全这个应许。
He doesn't need your help.
主耶稣不需要我们的帮助。
And he doesn't need my help.
他不需要我的帮助。
He promised and he must do it.
主耶稣许了愿，应许了，他就自己必成就。
Faithful is he who calls you, he also will do it.
我们说相信的是信使的，他必须成全他的应许。
Let's set Jairus aside for a moment and look at the second part of the picture.
让我们把这个耶鲁呢摆到一边，然后看到另外一个这个图画的另外一个部分。
Jairus illustrates simple faith.
耶鲁呢来说明呢一个简单的信心。
It might be weak, it might be imperfect, but it's faith.
或许这是软弱的信心，是不完全的信心，但是却是一个真的信心。
How does the daughter illustrate the resurrection life?
那这个女儿呢，怎么用这个女儿来表明这复活的生命呢？
When we looked at the first miracle, here's how far we got.
当我们看到第一个神迹的时候，我们看到这一点。
The dead person sits up.
这死的人坐起来了。
And speaks.
然后他说话。
And that's it.
就是如此而已。
I'm going to ask you to turn to Mark's account because in Mark's account we have all three things Jesus did in one place.
我希望弟兄姊妹一同读到这个马可福音的记载，因为马可福音呢有记载三个方面。
Mark chapter 5, please.
马可福音第五章。
Beginning at verse 41, we'll read to 43.
从41节读到43节。
Taking the child by the hand, he said to her,
就拉着孩子的手对他说，
Talitha cum, which translated means,Little girl, I say to you, arise.
大力大古米翻出来就是说闺女我吩咐你起来。
Immediately, the girl got up and began to walk.
那闺女立时起来走他们就
For she was 12 years old and immediately they were completely astounded.
闺女已经12岁了他们就大大的惊奇。
And he gave them strict orders that no one should know about this.
耶稣确切地嘱咐他们说，他们不要叫人知道这事。
And that something should be given to her to eat.
又吩咐给她东西吃。
Now I want you to notice the three things that happened to this girl.
我要你们注意到这三件事情这个闺女所发生的，在闺女身上所发生的三件事。
Verse 41,
在41节说，
Jesus takes her by the hand.
主耶稣拉着她的手。
You see, that's an advance on the last miracle.
我们知道，就是从上一个圣经里面更进一步了。
And the last miracle, he put his hand on the coffin.
在上一个圣经里面，主耶稣把手放在那个棺材上。
And turned everything around.
然后呢，把整个殡礼的队伍呢改了个方向。
But now we're going to move into union with Christ.
现在我们就要讲到与主联合的真理上。
And so he takes her by the hand.
然后他就用拉着她的手。
What's the Christian life?
基督徒的生活是什么呢？
It's letting Jesus hold your hand.
就是让主抓住你的手。
It's letting the Lord take your hand.
是让主呢来抓住你的手。
It's really that simple.
就是这样简单。
Some people say the Christian life is hard.
有人说基督徒的生活呢太难了。
They know nothing of the Christian life.
他们实在不晓得什么叫基督徒生活。
Some people say the Christian life is easy.
有人说基督徒的生活很简单。
They know nothing of the Christian life.
他们也不晓得基督徒的生活是什么。
It's not hard and it's not easy.
它是不难也不容易。
It's impossible.
是绝对不可能的。
There's only one person who's ever lived the Christian life.
只有一个人呢，他活出基督徒的生活来的。
And there's only one person that can live it again.
只有这一个人呢才能再把他活出来。
And his name is Jesus.
他的名字叫主耶稣。
Notice in verse 42, the girl got up and began to walk.
请你注意到42节，他说那闺女立时起来走。
You see, we're getting a little picture of the risen life.
我们看到这个复活生命的这一幅图画。
It's not only holding Jesus' hand, but it's a walk.
这不但是主耶稣拉住他的手，并且这边看到走路。
As you have received Christ Jesus the Lord，
就像你们怎样领受了主
，so walk in Him，
也要遵他而行。
You notice what Jesus did when He took her hand？
你知道主耶稣拉住他的手做什么吗
？He gave an impossible command。
他给他了一个他没办法做的诫命命令。
He said, Talitha kumai.
他说大力大古米。
That was a Hebrew idiom.
这是那个希伯来语的一个言语。
That's what they said all the time. A mother would say to her child every day.
就是做妈妈的向她的孩子所想的话，每天她妈做妈妈的向孩子这样做。
In the morning when it was time for school, the mother would say, "Wake up, darling." That's it.
每天早上呢，小孩子要上学的时候，就妈妈就对小孩子想说，孩子、啊、起来了，起床了。
Darling, time to get up now.
这个说孩子啊，现在是要起床的时候了。
Do you realize every command that God ever gave in the Bible?
你知道神在圣经里面所给我们的每一个命令吗
？Is impossible.
是绝对不可能，我可以做到的。
Stretch forth your withered hand.
把你的这个枯萎的手伸出来。
I can't. It's withered.
我不能啊，因为它是枯萎的。
But he did.
但是他
做了。By the mighty power of God, he did.
借着神的能力，他做了。
Take up your bed and walk.
耶稣说拿起你的褥子走吧。
I can't, I'm crippled.
我不行啊，我是瘫子啊，怎么能够起来走呢？
But he did.
但是我们看到他确实这样行了。
By the mighty power of God, he did.
他是借着主耶稣的大能行的。
Talitha Komai.
主耶稣说大力大米谷。
Darling, I say to you, arise.
亲爱的，我跟你说要起床，起
来了。I can't, I'm dead.
我不行啊，我不能啊，因为我是死的人啊。
But she did.
但是我们看到她确实这样如此行。
By the mighty power of God, she did.
借着神的大能，她起来了。
Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church.
丈夫，你要爱你的太太，像基督爱教会一样。
I can't.
我不行，做不到。
Turn the other cheek.
把你的右脸转过来。
I can't.
我不行。
Count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptation.
当你落在百般的试验的时候，要有大喜乐。
Not 85% joy, all joy.
不是说到85%的喜乐，而是完全的喜乐。
In everything, give thanks.
在所有事上。
Not almost everything.
不是说在差不多每一件事上。
Not pretty nearly everything.
不是说是差不多。每件事情。
In everything, give thanks.
在每一件事上要感谢神。
I can't.
我不行。
Rejoice evermore.
所以要更喜乐。
Here's a good command. Be perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect.
你要像天父完全一样的天父完全。
I'll tell you, you want to know what the risen life is?
你要知道什么叫复活的生命吗？
It's taking Jesus by the hand.
也是来个抓住主的手。
And it's learning to walk in supernatural power, the power to obey.
然后学习怎样靠着神的大能来顺服。
And did you notice verse 43?
你要看到这个第43节吗？
She rose from the dead hungry.
她从死里复活，然后感到饥饿。
That's the new life.
你知道这是一个新的生命。
It's amazing when someone begins to trust Christ as their life.
我们看到当一个人开始相信主耶稣，相信主耶稣做他的生命的时候，
You begin to experience union with Christ.
你就会经历到与主联合。
You begin to experience a supernatural ability to obey the Lord.
你会经历到神的大能在你里面，叫你能够顺服神。
And you find in your spirit a tremendous hunger to know the Lord and His Word.
在你的灵魂深处呢，你会发现说，你实在为着神的话来认识神，里面有一个很大的饥渴。
Now those three truths: union with Christ, supernatural obedience, and hungering.
我们看到这三件事情，就是与主联合，借着神的大能的顺服，并且里面有一个饥渴沐浴的心。
We have to wait for the epistles to tell us how.
我们要在那书信里面呢，来看是怎样行。
The gospels just give us that little glimpse of it.
在那个福音书里面呢，只告诉我们这个一点点。
The possibility.
告诉我们一点点那个潜能。
That with my imperfect faith.
借着我不完全的信心
afraid and trembling.
是在惧怕中。
Weak and frail.
在那么软弱当中。
Tested and subjective.
是那么主观，而且是受到很多的试炼。
I can trust God, and He will take my hand.
我仍然能够相信神，那神要抓住我的手。
He'll enable me to obey.
他使我能够顺服。
And He'll begin to nourish that new life.
并且他把这个他能够来供应我这个新生命里面的干渴。
That's a big advance on sitting up and asking questions.
这个呢，比起那个坐起来说话呢，进步太多了。
But where is it heading?
但是他要到哪一个方向去呢？
Where does it end?
到哪一个终点去呢？
And so God gives us another miracle of resurrection.
所以神呢，给我们另外一个复活的神迹。
Here's how it begins.
在这里我们看到是怎样开始的。
It's all by grace.
全部是出于神的恩典。
It's all by His love.
全部是出于神的爱。
It's all by His power.
全部是从神的能力大能出来的。
It's all redemptive.
是完全是属于救赎性的。
And by His touch, I am alive and I have many questions.
因着他的一摸呢，我活起来了，我还有许多的问题。
Here's how it continues.
然后现在呢，我们看到他怎样持续下去。
I come to the Lord with a very imperfect faith.
我们借着我们不完全的信心呢，来到主面前。
And He takes my hand.
他就抓住我的手。
And He gives me the ability to obey.
然后他给我这个能够顺服的能力。
And He puts a hunger in my heart.
然后他把那个饥渴的心放在我的里面。
Lord willing, tomorrow we'll look at the next miracle.
若主若意，我们明天要看到第三个神迹。
And we'll see the consummation of the risen life.
我们看到这个复活生活的一个总结。
Let's pray together.
让我们一同祷告。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you so much.
天父啊，我们实在是感谢你。
For your precious word.
为着你奇妙那个宝贵的话语。
We thank you for the reality of union with Christ.
我们为着与主联合的那个真实来感谢你。
We thank you that everything you command, you provide.
我们也为着凡是你所吩咐我们去做的，你总是现供应我们。
We thank you that you not only create a hunger in us, but you satisfy that hunger.
我们为着不但是你来使我们饥渴，并且你来充满我们那个饥渴来感谢你。
We thank you that you accept imperfect faith as faith.
我们为着你接受我们不完全的信心当作真的信心来感谢你。
Work these things in our heart, we pray.
我们求你在我们心中来运行。
And prepare us for tomorrow. We ask in Jesus' name.
预备我们为明天的信息，我们靠耶稣基督圣名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.